This is Texans Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by M&G Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. Now, here are your hosts, Patty Smith and Mark Vandermeer.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into day two of Texans Training Camp Today. The intensity picked up a little bit today. Everything was a little bit faster, a little bit more well-organized. What did you see today, Mark?
Patty, I saw a team that was focused, and it's day two, so you're already into camp now. We're not that deep into it, but Gary Kubiak even was talking about soreness and things like that because, let's face it, you go from 0 to 100 miles per hour. Not that these guys haven't been working out, but this is their first football action in 5 weeks, so you're going to see some of that stuff. Items to know about today, Sam Montgomery, sore ankle. Bit of a concern as you want to see a rookie make an impact third-round draft choice. Brooks Reed back in action following his sore foot issue yesterday. It wasn't that big of an issue. He was fine. And I liked what I saw in the tight ends, Patty. You saw these guys running hard in the 7-on-7. The quarterback seemed to be going to the tight ends early and often. Owen Daniels put on a show today, and that's what you expect out of the Pro Bowler. But you see other guys like Ryan Griffin doing a solid job. Schultz, an undrafted rookie, doing a solid job for them. And you definitely miss Garrett Graham, but it's good to see some of the younger guys get reps. Graham's still sick with the virus. He should be back relatively soon.
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting because yesterday everybody was kind of euphoric to be out here. A lot of smiles, a lot of joking around. And today it was just down to business. There was none of that, playfulness.
It happens very fast. You know, they get right back into it and give it a few more days. You know, give it to next weekend. They're going to get Saturday off, by the way, next week. So we've got a long way to go. A lot of practices, just 3-4 practices in the books following the first couple of days. And then you go two-a-days until Friday afternoon, so you're definitely going to see a lot of sore bodies around here, a lot of guys just feeling the pain of training camp.
Well, head coach Gary Kubiak, very happy with the intensity out here. We had a chance to catch up with him after the morning practice.
I like the way we're working. I like the competition on the field. We've got some issues at linebacker and tackle right now from a number standpoint. Nick Mondek did not practice today. I failed to mention him. So we're dealing with that. That's part of training camp. But, I like our start, and now we'll start to get a little more physical and put the pads on.
Mark, a lot of talk about these linebackers, the tight ends, the offensive line. A lot of talk on the front seven on both sides of the ball. But let's touch on the secondary a little bit because there's also been a lot of talk of Jonathan Joseph, Kareem Jackson possibly being one of the best tandems in the NFL with the progress that Kareem has made. Your thoughts?
I think when Jonathan Joseph is healthy, he's a shutdown corner. You hear that cliche all the time, but he really is one. He wasn't healthy at the end of last year, made the Pro Bowl. That was nice to see. But if Kareem Jackson continues to improve just a little bit from where he was last year, and he took a big jump from year two to year three, I think you are looking at one of the better tandems in the National Football League, and certainly Jonathan Joseph thinks that.
You know, that's one of our goals, you know, to be one of the top cornerback tandems in this league. You know, I was telling Kareem about how me and Leon Hall started off in Cincinnati and worked our way to the top. And it's no different here with Kareem. You know, I see a guy in Kareem that's gotten better each and every year, and I'm just looking forward to this year to see him take the next step.
How much pride do you take in that, knowing that, and he credits you when we talk to him about how you brought him along, but being able to bring him to that level, to be put in that category and being in that conversation is the best tandem?
Oh, it's good to see because, you know, when I got here, everybody talked about that he couldn't play. And I seen something in him that, you know, Coach VJ seen him as well, and the coaches here as well. You know, it just took a little time, and now you look at him, you know, each and every day he's out there making plays. It's hard to catch a ball on him, and he did the same thing on the game field. So for Kareem, it's just all about having confidence and showing up each and every week.
You could tell a lot about cornerbacks in practice, even out here, Patty, because 7-on-7s, guys are running around, wide receivers versus cornerbacks. I love those matchups. But the safeties, you know what? You need pads to really see what they can do. Preseason games, and when they finally get in the pads, that's going to be in the next few days as they'll be in shells tomorrow and ramp up to full pads this week.
That changes everything. All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Training Camp today. Don't go away. When we come back, I'll visit with Whitney Merciless. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. I'm now joined by Whitney Merciless, day two in the books. A little bit rougher today than it was yesterday, wasn't it?
A little bit. Frustrated with some things, you know, we create having mistakes and stuff like that. But that's what training camp is all about, you know, how you react to, you know, your bad days and come back and be better.
Well, what about for you, this being year two? Kind of talk a little bit about how different it is for you and how you approach it differently than you did last year as a rookie.
Yeah, I'm more prepared. So, you know, on that standpoint, I'm a lot better, you know, a little bit more confident. I know the defense a lot more, so, you know, I'm not thinking as much out there. And, you know, I'm just prepared all overall, you know, instead of being a rookie where, you know, I'm a deer in headlights, you know, a lot of things are coming at me like 100 miles per hour.
Well, obviously, you're not a grizzled old vet yet, but because you do have a year under your belt, you've got some young guys that come out here, guys like you that came out, you know, as a defensive end and now having to play linebacker. Are you able to impart kind of some of that wisdom and help some of these guys out because it is kind of fresh off what you just went through?
Yeah, you know, it's good from my standpoint because I went through it last year. So then I understand, you know, exactly what they're going through. And, you know, some of them, they come to me about advice and stuff like that. And I'm, you know, more than happy just to share what I have.
So what are you seeing out there so far? I know there's only, you know, 2 days under your belt, but kind of what do you like? What are you kind of looking for, and what have you sort of seen?
I like the competition a lot, you know, between the offense and defense. You know, a lot of guys, you know, for the offense, it probably wasn't too good today, but, you know, that's part of training camp. I like where we're going. You know, it was a better first day for us yesterday. Today, a little slow going for us, you know, in my opinion, you know, because I'm still, you know, second-year vet, but what do I know? But other than that, you know, all we're doing is just climbing, and you know, all we got to do is just keep it going.
With Brian Cushing going out in New York last year, a little bit on the earlier side, you didn't get a lot of chance to play with him, and now he's back out here. He's calling some signals back there. What does it mean to you guys as a unit, as a group, and you personally to have him out there?
To have him out there is huge because he is, you know, one of our great leaders on this defense, and having him out there with his enthusiasm, his playing, the type of play he brings to the table, it definitely brings a lot of diversity to our defense.
All right, great stuff. Thank you so much, Whitney Merciless. We have to take another time out here on Texas Training Camp today, but don't go away. When we come back, we will wrap up day two. Stay with us.
Texans Training Camp today has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, and by Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans.
Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. Patty Smith, Mark Vandermeer coming to you from the Methodist Training Center bubble. Doing it inside today, Mark.
That's right, Patty. Well, the team divides practice outside, inside to get used to the heat. Now, the heat wasn't that bad this morning because I thought it was low 80s. It was pretty good with the cloud cover, but they still wanted to keep to the routine. And by about Tuesday, I think they'll be entirely outside for the morning session. The afternoon sessions will always be inside here at the Houston Methodist Training Center practice bubble.
And no matter where we go, the lawnmowers follow us. And I can't even figure out why, because this isn't real grass.
No.
What are they doing?
They're kind of flattening it out. They do that with this field turf surface. And this is a new surface, by the way, that they had installed in the last few weeks. The old surface was here since 2002 when they opened this facility, so it was due for an upgrade. And I know that Gary Kubiak and the players like it a whole lot more.
Absolutely, they do. While we're talking about the players, you know, one thing interesting about this team is they work hard on the field, obviously. But off the field, these guys, we talked to Whitney Merciless just a few minutes ago. This is a guy I saw all offseason at all kinds of events. Everybody knows about J.J. Watt. But this is a team that does a lot of interesting things off the field.
Yeah, Watt had a very active offseason, but he maintained that training came first. And Arian Foster maintains that, too. Even though he had a fascinating offseason, you know about the Hawaii 5-0 appearance. He shot that when he was at the Pro Bowl. And now he's in a movie that's being shot partially here at Reliant Stadium, by the way. Not too much of it shot here, but some of it. Arian Foster is going to be part of Draft Day, a movie that features Kevin Costner. And Arian was asked about it following practice today.
I think that's probably what was the most gratifying thing for me was they didn't say, hey, you want to be in a movie because you're actually a running back. They had me audition, so I had to audition. So my audition tape was up against 100 other audition tapes, and they felt like I was the best guy for the part. And I mean, that's cool. And the director, Ivan Reiman, he's directed, you know, he's a legend in the game. He directed Animal House, you know, Ghostbusters. He's directed some classics. And for him to look at my audition tape and say he's the best guy for the part, I was humbled, so I came in prepared.
You take acting lessons?
No, it's all natural, baby.
Everything natural.
Yeah.
You can tell the other voice in that exchange is one of the general, John McClane, who's been in a lot of movies himself, like The Longest Yard, Secretariat, The Rookie. But I think the total combined screen time is about 45 seconds because he always plays a reporter in the background. Arian actually has a speaking part in Draft Day.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for today.
That's
it. Was
it
fun. It goes by so quick, doesn't it?
Well, we're doing it every day, though.
That's right, each and every night right here on Fox Sports Southwest. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll